Well, my name is Laverne Friesen, and I'm from Nova Scotia. I guess I came out to Bible school not knowing what I was going to hear, and just open mind, I wanted to learn, see what God had in my life that I should change yet. So I came here, and one of the things that really stuck out to me is, what do I do? How do I identify myself among my friends? How do I act? Is my example to what it should be when I'm with my friends? And also, just my dedication to the Lord, is it what it should be, or am I just too casual about it? You know what? It's just my friend. I can just do what I want. And I guess I was just really blessed this week to see that the Lord had a lot in store in my heart that I still didn't know of. And I just want to thank all the speakers that made it possible, and just thank you very much.
My name is Brenda Glick, and I'm from Carthage, New York. And yeah, I came this week not quite sure what I was going to be learning or whatever, but hoping that God would speak to me. And I feel like every night or every day it's been another thing, and I thought, you know, is there anything else I could surrender? And every night it's like another thing. And so I'm just very thankful that God is good, and even when we need to surrender things, He's good and He's with us through surrendering. And yeah, I want to thank Him so much for that, and all the staff and everybody that made this possible. It's been a good week.
My name is Timothy Witt, and I'm from Oregon. And the blessings, my first time being here, and been encouraged to see all these young people that are here to serve God and learn how to serve Him better. And I want to challenge you with one small thing, and that is that you and I, we are the next generation, and there's a big battle for us to begin fighting for the Lord. So why wait till later? Might as well do it today and tomorrow. I have a song here to share with you. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh glowing ardor into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example. Dauntless was He, young and brave. Give Him your loyal devotion. Give Him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. Give of your best to the Master, naught else is worthy His love. He gave Himself for your ransom, gave up His glory above, laid down His life without murmur, you from sin's ruin to save. Give Him your loyal devotion, give Him the best that you have. Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor. Join in the battle for truth.
Good afternoon, everyone. We put together a group that we would like to sing here and glorify the Lord. So if you could come up.
Burton Friesen from Nova Scotia, Canada. And this week has been a very memorial. It's going to be a memorial in my life. And I just want to point out a few things that really stood out to me this week. The first area where I felt like God really convicted me was the message Monday night that Brother Jerry Mahor preached, where he used the example of that little cherry. When I look back in my life, I felt like there's certain areas in my life where I could have done much better. And to me, that was just a cherry on my life where I felt like there's something that I could put it in practice and put those idols down and use them for what they were intended. And I talked to a brother here that night for a while, and I just felt like it wasn't that kind of conviction or kind of guilt where I just felt like I was just weighed down with sin, but it was just the thought where I felt like I could have done much better, and that's my desire for my life, and I wish that would be all our desire, that we would go home and our desire would be to live a more Christ-like life. And there's another thing that really, really stood out to me was the messages that Brother Moses preached on, the one on authority. It's been something that's been on my heart in the past few years. And I would just want to encourage everybody here that authority is there for a reason. It's not there to lord over us, but it is there for a reason. It's a good reason. And in order for it to be good, we need to submit to it. And I haven't always done my part, and I feel like God has really shown me in many areas where he's led me through, and I would just want to encourage all the young people here that if you want to easier life, submit to your authority. It'll save you from lots of heartache, and
just like one comment that Brother Moses made is that sin lies at the door of every young person that's not willing to submit to authority. And that would be my encouragement to all of you.
Well, my name is Becca Probert, and I'm from Idaho. This week, I didn't really come with a lot of things that I felt I had to get right with God about, but I don't remember what night it was. I think it was Tuesday night. Brother Jerry spoke about fear of man, or at least that's what I got out of it, that we don't need to worry about what other people think or say about us, that all that matters is what God thinks, and we need to serve our life for Him no matter what anyone else thinks. And the day will come where almost nobody thinks we're doing right. And if in times of good we can't do what is right, we fear everybody else, then how will we ever manage to do what is right when it is hard? And I just want to thank everybody who made it possible for me to come. I don't know where I'll be next year, but it was a great blessing to be here this year. God bless you.
My name is Andrew Baca, and I'm from Cheyenne, Wyoming. And this is my third year at Bible school. And I definitely learned a lot. I was convicted of many of the messages that we've had. I personally probably say it's probably my best year. But one message that stood out to me the most was Friday night's message, of Jerry Mahor's message on evangelism. And that was a big one because I was like you want to spread the word, but it just kind of slips by. You don't really think of it, but it's definitely something that, we all Christians and young people should think about and said, what's the use of our lives if we don't spread it to others instead of just live our own lives, just sheltered. And there's definitely something you want that, me personally, I know I want to change when I go back. I want to be able to spread my light and to just share the gospel with people around me. I'm sure everybody here that made it possible, I'm sure you've heard many thanks, but just thank you again for this great Bible school again this year, and thank you.
Hi, my name is Dolores Friesen, and I'm from Nova Scotia, Canada. It's been a very rich week for me. It's kind of hard to put it in a nutshell, but one thing that God showed me was I had idols in my life that I had to get rid of, and I took care of that, and also how I use my idle time, what do I fill my idle time with. I was reading best, but I forget which day it was, but that message really spoke to me, and I just want to make sure that my idle time is useful for God. And maybe the best thing was yesterday, split session, Sister Ann spoke about loving God with her whole mind. And I just loved it. It was just exactly what I needed. And I just want to learn to love God with my whole mind. And I'm just so thankful I can be here this week. And it's been very rich for me. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Joseph Fleming from Narbonne, PA. I would just like to read a psalm, Psalm 116. When I was saved around 2010, I chose the first two verses as my life verse. But the more I became a Christian, I realized that the whole psalm is showing up in my life here and there. So, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold of me, and I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto their rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious is in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord.
Well, it's a different view up here, but my name's Caitlin Allman, and it's not spelled like almond and nut or almond in the songbook, but there's the Sister Anne had said something in her session that really blessed me. I want to take it home and really apply it to my life. She said, there is three people living inside you, the person who you think you are, the person other people think you are, and who God thinks you are. If I love God with all my heart, I will show that in my everyday life, and I won't be afraid to show it to other people, like if I need to witness or something, but and also like with all my thoughts, I want to honor and glorify God in everything I do. And I want to thank you, everyone that put a part into the Bible school. It was a really great blessing to come here this week. Thank you.
Hey, my name is Sean. I'm from Iowa. I go to Glory Christian Fellowship there in Western Iowa. I was really blessed here. I didn't really have anything outstanding that I really wanted to get or change, but I really enjoyed Brother Rick's messages. His one about, his one about finances, stewardship, stuff like that. Really challenged me to go home and do better. I've never really had a great problem with that, but I can do better. And also, I was really challenged and blessed with the messages. It seemed like there were a lot of messages on moral purity, and I've been through a few struggles with that, and I've been able to lay that down. And I was thinking about this time, and I was thinking about encouraging those that you haven't made things right with the Lord. Maybe you're not saved. And I was saved earlier this March, and there was a bunch of people that went home from that Bible school unsaved. And I wanted to give you encouragement. If you are doing that this week, make things right. This may be your last chance. I want to read you a song. It's called, I Give You Freedom.
I set the boundaries of the ocean vast, carved out the mountains from the distant past, molded a man from the miry clay, breathed him in him life, but he went astray. Chorus. I own the cattle on a thousand hills. I write the music for the whippoorwill. Control the planets with their rocks and rills, but give you freedom to do your own will. Use your own will. Second verse. I hold the water in my mighty hand, spread out the heavens with a single span, make all creation tremble at my voice, but my own sons come to me by choice. Even the oxen know the master's stall, and the sheep will recognize the shepherd's call. I could demand your love, I own you twice, but only willing love is worth the price. And if you want me to, I'll make you whole. I'll only do it, though, if you say so. I'll never force you, though I love you so. I give you freedom to, is it yes or no? I pray that you take this to heart. This may be your last chance. Also, thank you for all the people that have put this together. I've been on the other side of Bible school, and I know it takes a lot of work. Bless you.
Good afternoon. My name is Carissa Hubert, and I'm from Manitoba, Canada. This Bible school has been a blessing to me, and I want to thank everyone who's made it possible. Everything, including serving behind the scenes. I would say the sessions that stood out the most to me were the split sessions where the young ladies went with Sister Ruby and Sister Anne, and those are just very special sessions. And Sister Ruby spoke about intentional living on Monday. And on Tuesday, Brother Jerry also mentioned living intentionally, and it really stood out to me. And I went and talked to Sister Ruby on Friday and asked her more about it, and what is intentional living, and what do you mean by it? And I just want to know how to practically apply it to my life. And she gave me some thoughts, and I took her thoughts and made a poem out of them, and I'd like to share that with you as my desire when I go home to work this out or live it out in my life. Living with purpose, to serve and to bless, not seeking my own, others' needs to address. Sometimes life gets weary, the devil attacks, discouragement comes, and purpose soon lacks. A purpose in life our enemy hates, but let's come against him with heaven's strong gates. Intend to do right, put a stake in the ground. Intentional living makes God's grace abound. If we coast in complacency, where will we go? Intentional living will cause us to grow. It's all about choices each day that you make, and moment by moment, which path will you take? Choose to have purpose, to serve and to bless. Set out your goal and toward it then press. Blessing another in turn will bless you, so purpose today to be faithful and true. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Benjamin Huntford. I'm from Roseburg, Oregon. This is my third year. I've been extremely blessed. I wasn't sure why I was going to come this year, but I did. And I've been really blessed. The two things that the Lord showed me this week was pride in my life, and just showing that He showed me that I worry more about the praise of men than the praise of God. And so I ask the Lord for forgiveness in that, and praying that He will give me the grace to walk, to have a reputation with God, because at the end of the day, that's what matters, not having a reputation with man. And the other thing too, the other message that Jerry spoke about last night about evangelism, it's been on my heart to share the gospel, but there's a fear of man that comes in, and so I had to deal with that last night as well, and just prayed for boldness, that God would give me boldness, and then I wouldn't fear man. And actually, a little testimony of that. Today we were at Walmart shopping, and I was able to just tell the cashier about the Lord Jesus. And so I'm thankful that the Lord will give us the grace if we ask Him. So thank you, brothers, for preaching, giving your time, and exhorting us. Lord bless you all.
I'm Christina Weaver from Beijing, China, and this week has been amazing for me. Recently, well, for the past 2 years, I've been struggling with what's called gastritis, and it's technically inflammation of the stomach.
which causes it to hurt every time after you eat, and if you don't eat, and you're always nauseated. And I had been taking a lot of medicine and praying and trying to figure out how to get rid of this problem. And when I came to Bible school, that was one of my main prayers here. And then when I was in my prayer group with my prayer leader, my legs went to sleep, and I couldn't leave when it was time to leave. And this was totally God, because I got to stay and talk with her and pray with her and just surrender so many things to God. And the next morning during the message, all of a sudden I felt this physical something enter into my stomach and take it out. Something physical literally went into my stomach. And I felt it, and I was like, what? What just happened? And I know what happened. Ever since then, I haven't had 1 ounce of pain. I haven't had any nausea. And I've been able to eat full meals, and I've been able to sing with all of my heart and praise God. So I just want to thank God so much for doing this for me. God bless you all.
Hello, I'm Alec McKay.
Oh, I thought I would touch that.
Well, first of all, I've really enjoyed my prayer group. That has been a very big blessing. Since I was the leader, I was very nervous to start with. And so I was very uncomfortable with that. But then the prayer group, it hasn't been... Oh, my name? Did I say it already? Elliot. I'm sorry. So I've just been very blessed with the wonderful group of guys that we've had, the good discussion that we've been able to talk about. First, the message on courtship. I had already planned to have a hands-off courtship and that, but it was very good to have that, you know, just the reinforcement and good teaching on that. And like I said, the world is into the nickels and the five gummy bears, but thank the Lord I'm not in for the nickel or the five gummy bears. Next, is what kind of activities do I struggle with? And that message hit me hard, because like at night I would go to the barn and work on my wood projects. I'm a woodworker, so since I was busy in the day, I would generally do it at night. And then they would get pretty late. I would come in, and it was so late. I would try to read my Bible. I'm falling asleep, and I would say, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. Well, tomorrow I may or may not get it done. I probably most of the time didn't. So my priorities, that hit me hard. So I just want to surrender that, you know, to make things God the priority in my life. So I really appreciated that. And then last night's message, do you quench the Holy Spirit by keeping silent? That I really appreciated that. I need to be willing to speak the truth and not only be a silent light for Christ, but also be a verbal light and a witness for Christ. For during this political cycle, we get the political calls, and I'd be able to witness to them because I don't know them, I'll never see them again. But when it comes to talking to real people, that made me much more uncomfortable and nervous. So I'm not completely, I see it. I'm not completely there, but I just want to praise the Lord who gave me boldness, that I would be able to speak a word for Him.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer Weaver from Beijing, China, and I would like to testify of the Lord's power. I am spellbound at His love. Over the past year, I have really been struggling with some heart problems that have sometimes caused my heart to speed up and Sometimes I fainted or had to drop to the ground. It's really been a tough road and a tough challenge. And the first couple of days of Bible school, I felt the Lord strongly convicting me to go to the elders here at the church and ask for anointing. The Lord just kept putting that on my heart to ask for anointing, to be anointed with oil and prayed over. And so I went home and talked with my mother. And before I could mention it to her, she brought the idea up to me. I was like, yes, that was the Spirit telling me to go ahead. So I went forward and asked them. And Thursday evening, I was anointed with oil and prayed over. And right after, there was no pain, no suffering. And ever since then, my heart has been perfectly well. And I am just want to praise the Lord today. He is absolutely magnificent. And I am just so spellbound at His love that He would do that. And I would just like the song we sang about the Lamb of God. He truly is the sacrificial Lamb that took our punishment. And, you know, just the Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God. I love the Holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in His precious blood. My Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. And that is my shout today, that Jesus Christ deserves all the glory for the power and the healing He has done in my life, and not only mine, but my sister's. We are just praising the Lord and rejoicing in Him. So God bless you all.
I'm Jacob Shetler from Augsburg, New York. I learned a lot of things this week, and just a few things. I was challenged, am I willing to go wherever and do whatever God wants me to do? Or am I to give up my own ambitions, to even if they may be good? And there was a lot of other things, but another thing that I really want to take home with me is to submit to my authorities, even if it's not easy, but that way, that's the only way I can have the blessing of God and have a fulfilled life and be useful in His kingdom. That's what I want to be. I just thank you, everyone, for whoever made this possible.
I am Sabina Plett from Manitoba, Canada, and I just want to testify of God's mercy on my life this week. Tuesday after prayer groups, I was able to visit with Sister Anne and able to confess some sin in my life and experience God's forgiveness, and I can now say that I'm confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in me will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, Philippians 1 verse 6. And so I just praise the Lord that I have been able to be here this week and learn from God all the things that He has for me, and I'm just very thankful that this week was made possible by all the efforts of all of you who put it together.
I'm Joshua Grice. I'm from Griswold, Iowa. And I just want to say thank you to the principals and matrons and all the cooks that made this possible. And to my prayer group leader, Eric, that God bless you for making this a very encouraging and challenging week to me. And I can go home changed. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Heidi Yoder, and I'm really nervous right now because I've never been up here before by myself. The Lord has blessed me greatly this week, and I came to Bible school with many questions on my mind and wondering how I would get answers for them. And I believe that most all of them have been answered, and I can go home looking at life differently and seeking after God's will for me and be a witness to others and not to fear man, but to fear God and to do His will.
Well, good evening. I'm Titus Boland from Brookfield, Missouri. Seems like I'm not the only one that was touched by the message about authority, and that's a good thing. But that really spoke to me. And in Romans 13, it says, "The powers that be are of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God." And in that verse, it's talking about civil authorities, but that also applies to your father and your mother. And when your mother tells you to take out the trash, you might not think of that as, if you disobey that, as resisting the ordinance of God. But I just want to encourage us all that in little things like that, my parents always said, obedience is doing what you're told, when you're told, and with the right attitude. And that's very important. If you can't say yes, sir, to your father, and yes, ma'am, to your mother, and have the right attitude, and do what you're told when you're told, you're resisting the ordinance of God. In 1 Samuel 15:23, it says, "For rebellion is of the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is of iniquity and idolatry." So it's not a small issue. It's a very big issue to, if you have rebellion in your life, or you just see imperfections in your leader, and so therefore you don't think you really need to follow them because they don't have anything right either. But if only perfect people are able to tell you what to do, you're not going to ever learn anything. And I'd just like to encourage us in that. And another thing is, we have all been touched in many different ways this week. And in John, I believe it's 13 verse 17, I'm not going to turn there right now. It says, "If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." So we have a lot of learning here. We've been taught a lot, and it's been a great blessing to be here. It's my first time in Bible school, but I've been definitely edified, and I really appreciate it. But if we just feel real spiritual now and go through a spiritual phase while we're here at Bible school and go home and get back into the grind of work and forget about what we've learned, it's not really done us any good. In fact, we're just more accountable because God's showed us a lot of new light and we're not following it now. So I just like to encourage us all to take this home with us and show our family a change. So, thank you.
I'm Jenny Brubaker from Aphrodite's Local here, and I came to Bible school wanting to be revived and get some answers. And one thing that I want to go home and do different is the message we just had last night about being full of the Holy Spirit and doing things for God. And I'm like, He did so much for me. What am I doing for Him? And I want to go home and do stuff for my Jesus and serve Him with all my heart. This is a little nervous being up here, but I was like, this is something I can do for Him. So thank you, all the staff, for all you did. You did a wonderful job, and so glad that you'll do all that work for us. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Marcus McDowell, and I'm from Sanford, Florida. This is my second year, and, you know, this week God's been showing me a lot. Last year I had a really bad year. You know, I've been doing what my friends have been telling me to do, a lot of peer pressure. And, you know, the Lord's been telling me, you know, you need to let go of your friends because they can drag you down to hell. And, you know, I didn't listen and got into big trouble. But, you know, it's just, you know, the Lord's saved me through a lot. And I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for Him. And, you know, I'm just an encouragement, you know. If you have friends that are, you know, pulling you down, weighing you down, just let them go. And it'll be a great, great, it'll be great, be a good thing in your life, you know. And also listen to your parents because your parents knows better than you guys do. And the Lord's put them in your place for a reason. Thank you.
My name is Haley Probert, and I'm from Idaho. I just want to praise God for this Bible school and all he has done for all of us this week. It's really been an incredible week, and, you know, we've talked a lot about being ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Paul said in Romans, I was reading last night, says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. If we believe in him, we need to not be ashamed of it. You know, something that I came this week really struggling with and wondering just kind of where to go. What should we think about? It's very easy, especially for us girls, to let our minds wander on all sorts of things. And talking to Sister Anne and Sister Ruby at different times, and then in the split session yesterday, something that really challenged me is there's a verse in Philippians that we probably all know about what we are to think about. And he says, first of all, whatsoever things are true. And I don't know how many of us ever stop and think about that first one. Do we think about things that are true? And that's just a real challenge for me and something I want to go home and just really focus on and honor the Lord. I mean, several of the girls have shared, she told us we need to love the Lord with all our minds. That was a focus for our split session, for those of you who weren't there. And one other thing I'd like to just challenge everybody here with, 2 years ago was last year I was here as a student, and two girls that sat with us that day, for that week, have gone to glory since then. One of them is my sister. I just want to say to all you young people, if we weren't here next year, what would our friends say when people ask what happened? Would they know where we were? Would they say, they were a shining light for Jesus Christ? We don't have a promise of next year. We don't even have a promise of tomorrow. And as I was pondering this, a verse came to my mind. Who, is talking about God, will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuing in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But to them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. I just want to plead with all of you young people. I know many of us are in a good place right now, but please, let's patiently continue in well-doing. It's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder because the world's a bad place. And if you're contending with the truth, please stop. Please join us in a fight for the truth. There's still time. God bless each of you.
I'm Joseph Ladika from upstate New York, and I almost backed out of coming, but I'm really glad I came. I had a really amazing time, and I feel that God's really spoke to me through the speakers, and every message or session or prayer group, I really drew something from it, and God has really blessed me. I want to thank all the staff and pastors and everyone who put this together. This is a really amazing thing.
Hi, my name is Holly Nelson. I'm from Alden, New York. This week has really just been a huge blessing to me. God has just really spoken to me this week, mostly by revealing to me that I have a fear of man. And he's just really encouraged me to give that up and to be willing to step out of my comfort zone for him. So I'd like to share with you a verse that he gave me earlier this week. It's really been a huge blessing to me. It's Exodus 4:12. Now therefore go, and I will be with thee. I will be with thy mouth and will teach thee what thou shalt say. So it's just my desire to be more bold in opening my mouth for Christ and more willing to step out of my comfort zone for him. And I just want to be a tongue of fire for his glory.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ezekiel Mathur. I'm from Philadelphia, PA.
a place of a lot of distractions, actually. When I came up here, I found that I didn't have so many distractions. It was actually quite peaceful to stay with my host family, to be with here, you know, with all of you. And I find it, you know, interesting how we all are so serious about Christ. And that is exciting to me. I think it's amazing and wonderful. So, you know, it's also beautiful. We can use the word beauty here. The beauty of a fellowship with our sisters and brothers in Christ. The beauty of the word and understanding it and learning and getting more knowledge in Him. So I want to encourage you. You know, I was sitting there and I actually wasn't going to come up. And when Bert got back, he was like, I dare you to go up there, you know. And I didn't come up because of the dare. I came up because of my own reasons. Because we have this opportunity to speak to each other, to talk, to encourage, to build up. So if you're nervous about coming up here, don't be. Talk to each other. Say, go up there, you know, nudge each other on the shoulder. We have until about 5 o'clock-ish, so we have some time. And so take moments, even if you don't come up later on, to speak to other people that you may have not have spoken to before, and encourage them in Christ. Ask them about what they believe and what they want to, what their desires are, what their ideas are in Christ. And check that with the truth. I also encourage you to keep the fever of this heated, boiling desire to grow in Christ. To understand His word, to know what it means. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. What does that mean? What does it mean to that we want to have dove's eyes, that we want to have lips as red as scarlet, that we want to speak to each other in a sincere and kind and wonderful and loving manner? What do these things mean? And also to be enthusiastic. Someone said earlier that enthusiasm is like a boiling over, like a part of us which is on fire. So keep that fire in you. Have that kindling in your soul to learn about Christ, to grow in Him, to teach each other, to even rebuke each other if you have to. But to not be afraid, because we are in Christ in Him. We are the saints. And so we should be encouraging each other. We should be growing. We should be speedily after that which is truth, that which is loving, that which is wonderful, that which is all good. And also to study to show thyself approved. You know, we have all these seminars. Are we reviewing what we learned? Are we truly listening? Are we going over? Are we chewing on these words that we have? So test each other as well. You know, I speak some different languages, and Brandon can tell you that for memorization, it's important to practice your recall. So test each other and ask each other questions. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Rebecca Weaver. I'm from Nova Scotia, Canada. I've really been blessed this week. There were so many things I learned. And I want to be able to go home and put everything into practice. One thing God really spoke to me about was that I want, whether I'm giving Him everything. I gave myself totally over to Him, and I want to serve Him all of my life. God bless you all.
Hello, my name is Riley Wall from Papua, Ontario, in Canada. About, I don't know, 5-6 months ago, Laverne Friesen asks me, "Oh, Riley, do you want to come to Bible school?" And, well, you're not going to tell him no, so you're, yeah, well, you know, I'll think about it. When in my mind, I'm just like, no way. I'm going to go in a week, listen to 4 messages a day? So, there was just no way I was going to go to Bible school. And about 3 months ago, our church had revival meetings. And I got to know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior that week. And, well, call up Laverne and say, Laverne, how do you sign up for Bible school? It's amazing when one decision can change. And I come here, I had a great week, and one thing that really spoke out to me was when Jerry did the message on the simplicity of the gospel. And when he had the altar calls, me sitting and standing up and singing, knowing that 3 months ago, I would have been shaking in my shoes. I would have been having such terrible conviction. And now knowing that I have freedom in Christ. It was when I can raise my hand singing and knowing that Jesus loves me, and that when I die, I'm going to heaven. And I can have a personal relationship with God. It was so overwhelming, and I found that message really affirmed my faith. It really told me I'm on the right track. And I'm very thankful for all the preachers. I can imagine you guys probably spent a lot of time preparing. And the messages were great. And I'm never going to forget the time and things I learned here. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bethany Beiler, and I'm from Elliottsburg, PA. I just wanted to, well, I didn't want to, but God told me to come and just say that I was very blessed with this week, and I definitely know that it was God that had me come, and I feel like I'm broken in many pieces, and I gave my heart totally, completely to God, every corner of it, and He has washed it totally white again, and I just wanted to say, praise the Lord, because He can just give us the peace that we are longing for, and yeah, it's wonderful. God bless you all.
It's a pleasure to be here this morning, this evening. My name is Malachi Bolin, and come from Brookfield, Missouri. And I have greatly enjoyed this week. It's been a pleasure to meet many new friends. And one thing that stood out to me was evangelism. It's one thing our church tries to emphasize, and I believe does well as far as the church level. But we must have it as a personal thing. When we go to work, when we interact with people, are we as concerned about their soul as we are about what they're going to say about us when we leave the job, if they're going to recommend us to the next person? And it's too easy to avoid speaking up because we're worried about our pocketbook. And I run a business. A lot of people in my family do, and it's a challenge. We've talked about it several times. And I want to challenge you that if there's something that needs to be said, you're the person to say it. And the Bible says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's a command. And we can't be salt and light if we're quiet. It's too easy to just be content with sitting there and not saying anything, maybe saying amen from your seat, but not being willing to stand up and stick out and maybe be different for Christ. And I think that's something that I need to grow in. And I've had a very enjoyable time being here. One thing that was very was a great blessing was the prayer group. Our church, every first Wednesday night, I believe every month, we have prayer time. And it's amazing to know the whole church is praying at the same time, and everybody enters into a spirit that is different than just praying by yourself, even though that's very, very important. And I greatly enjoyed my prayer group, and think there's a lot of things that were shared that shouldn't just be prayed about this week. We should remember the requests that we heard and know that that's a common element among everybody. And we need to take those home with us and continue to hold those brothers up in prayer. So thank you.
I want to say hello, all my friends, brothers and sisters in the Lord. And there's so many of you guys that I really wanted to have some conversations with and get to know each other better, encourage and see where you are in your spiritual walk with some I really wanted to pray together. I will share a little bit about something that touched me this week was what Sister Ann told us girls about loving God with all of our heart and all of our mind. I would pretty much be, if somebody asked me, I would be pretty confident in telling them, yeah, I think I love God with all of my heart. But when it came to my mind, I knew that immediately that question was a challenge. She asked if we could explain what it meant. She asked if, for our thoughts, what we think about what it means to love God with all of our mind. And just that question, thank you, and just that question immediately challenged me trying to explain it. I was like, of course, I know I'm falling short. But we talked about what we fill our mind with, and a lot of the times we as girls struggle with insecurities or comparing or jealousy. And then I'm sure the guys can relate to struggling with authority, anger, unforgiveness, and other things like that. And I have a little testimony to share. I was a really hating and broken girl when Jesus touched my heart at 16. I wanted nothing to do with him. But that changed. I fell in love with Jesus, and I saw the beauty of being a Christian. And 3 years ago in 2013, when a lot of you were here at Bible school, my siblings were here at Bible school, I was at home. I couldn't come because of work, and I was struggling. I was really low, and I came to a point of deciding that I'm not going to be a Christian anymore. It was too hard, and it happened mainly because I was comparing myself all the time to my sisters and others, and everywhere I looked in my life, I just saw failure. I failed as a daughter. I failed as a sister. I failed in my relationships and friendships with others, and it brought me so low that you feel pretty worthless, like there's nothing good coming out of your life. And looking from age 16 through 22, I wondered, all this time of me trying to love the Lord was completely wasted. It turned into nothing, and here I am, as low as you can get. And I can honestly say I've never been lower in my life. And you see me today. I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. And at Bible school this year, I saw how God was able to use me to encourage somebody and to pray with them and to speak truth into their lives. And to see somebody like me who was completely broken and thought that you were so worthless, there's no value. To see God take somebody like that and say, I can and I will use you. And that is only because of what Jesus did on the cross. And when I think about myself, how I compare to others, and that, of course, okay, I'm wrapping up, that breaks you. But when you find your confidence in Jesus, when you find out who you are because of what he did for you, he will take you and lead you through life and use in the lives of others, and you'll be amazed. God bless you all.
My name is Peter Probert. I'm from Old Town, Idaho. It's around Spokane, Washington, if some more of you know where that is. I want to start out with saying thank you to all the principals and staff and the cooks that made this Bible school possible. I'm sitting down there thinking, what can I get in 3 minutes? There's not much you can get in 3 minutes, but, you know, most testimonies are longer than 3 minutes, but one of the hottest topics I heard around the young men this week was about self-defense. And I have a testimony to tell you, and I was able to talk to some of those groups, but a lot of them I was not. Me and my sister were working, doing some mission work in Minnesota, and I went out doing street evangelism. And I've always had kind of a problem. I've always not wanted to just lay that area completely over to God, because I thought, well, I'd have a hard time not defending myself. Well, I had decided that when I was doing street evangelism, that I might be put to that test. And sure enough, I was. And I don't really tell you the story about the story, but to those people that do believe in self-defense, just to show you that it does not work.
I went out with a bunch of guys, and we were in a black neighborhood and African-American neighborhood. And we started talking to people, and everybody seemed pretty suspicious of what we were doing, and we weren't getting too far. And after a little while, we saw that everyone was just kind of backing up away from us, and we wondered what was going on. And so we, right away, we saw this man, and he was coming down the street, and everyone else saw him long before we did. And he was a gang leader, and he had a shotgun, and he probably had around 200 rounds of ammunition with a big strap over his chest. And he came right up to us and started threatening us. And tell you what, if you wanted to believe in self-defense, you'd try to do something right then and there. But the Lord helped me, and I wasn't. If someone would have told me this story and said, "Would you be able to do what I did?" I would have probably said, "No, I don't think I could have just stood there." But the Lord helped me, and I just started praying really hard, and I just kind of stayed rooted in my shoes. And it was amazing what the Lord did. He told me that I needed to agree with the guy, and he was really, really upset, and he was cursing at us and just screaming at us. And so I just couldn't imagine why the Lord wanted me to agree with him. And after a while, I found out what he was so mad about. He was mad about there was some white guys that came in and shot a bunch of his gang members. And so he was really mad at white people at that time. But you know what? When I said that I agreed with him, it really just completely knocked the wind right out of his sail. And he just backed up, and he wanted me to tell everybody. Long story short, I didn't understand what he meant. But after a while, he finally figured out that I didn't know what he meant, and he said that I had to yell it to everybody. So me and one of the other guys yelled that we believed that white people that shoot black people were wrong. And that just completely annulled everything that he had against us, and we were able to share the gospel with him. And if we would have tried to run or do any self-defense activity, that man, he could be safe today, I don't know. But if we would have done something different, we probably would have all been dead, for one, and we would have also not been able to save this soul. So I just want to encourage you all with that and say it is not worth trying to fight for your own good. You have to obey God and do what He says. Thank you again, and Lord bless you.
Hello, my name is Shayna Yoder, and I'm from Dover, Delaware. And before this week, I wasn't really close to God, and I wanted to do everything that I wanted to do on to have my own plan for my life. And this week, the messages really spoke to me, and I prayed and asked God to take my life in and to do what do with me what he wants, and I want to thank the staff for giving up their time for us.
Hello, my name is Jeremiah Vermont. I'm from New Brunswick. Very few people would know me here, I think. But you probably know Henry Milligan, most of you guys, and I'm good friends with him, so if that introduced myself a little bit. I came here in the spirit of, I really thought that I had kind of felt like I was on top of the world, and that I didn't know why I was coming here. I just said, I really didn't know why I was coming here, or at least for the first few weeks after I signed up. But I said, God must have a purpose in it. And as the time grew nearer and nearer, I realized my need to give up my pride. And I really didn't have the courage to actually step up and say, you know what, guys, I'm a proud person. And I'm really deep in pride. And really, I've struggled with that a lot in my life, where I want to do things just because I want to look good. And Brother Jerry shared that evening about those cherries, those idols. And I just came up here and I dedicated myself. The idol was my own flesh and blood. It was my own reputation. I cared too much about my reputation. And I was one of those kind of people that would just, you know, I like pleasing people. And it wasn't really that hard for me to please people, and something that God really worked on me. And the other thing was, Brother Mose shared about submission to authority. I have a certain amount of authority on the farm where I kind of run the garden end of things, and if I'd always be argued with about things, it'd really be hard for me just to have to argue over every little thing. And then it sunk into me just how much I spend too much time arguing with my own parents. So I encourage each one of you, if you have any experience of authority, or if you haven't, treat those in authority the way you would want to be treated if you were in authority. And it was a real blessing to be here, and thanks to everyone that shared and prepared everything.
Well, hello, my name is Hannah Ressler, and I'm from Real Oracle here. This has been my best year at Bible school. I guess I should add it's my first. Starting at the beginning of the week, I really enjoyed the session Ruby had for the girls. It was so special, and the tea party was awesome, and I think she really got her heart across well. And prayer group has been one of my favorite parts. I had a really good prayer group leader. Her name is Carissa Hebert. And a lot of girls that really did their part in sharing and making it an enjoyable time. Yesterday, Anne's session for the girls, God really touched my heart in a couple areas, and I've seen some areas that I really need to improve in, and I want God to work that in my heart. And I also want to thank all the people that put so much work into this. I know it was a lot of work, and y'all did an awesome job, and thanks so much.
Hello, my name is Malcolm Milligan, and from Maine, and I go to the same fellowship as Jeremiah, Vermont. But I feel like I've been really blessed to just, it's just been very encouraging, and I've been shown where areas are I have definitely need improvement. I feel like before I came, I was in a rut, going off track, but it really just coming here, just like the messages, I thought the same thing. I thought four messages a day, that'd be a lot of listening and sitting still, but it wasn't at all. It was very, very much a blessing, and it was very encouraging, and I've just been impressed in my mind that just when things, you just need to fall on the rock and you'll be broken. And anyway, thank you.
I'm Jaleesa Henderson, and I'm from Cortland, Virginia, way down south near the coast. Many times during the past few months, I've had the phone in my hand to cancel with Bible school. But each time God stayed in my hand, and I feel that He had a reason for it. I have been challenged, especially by the authority message and the evangelism one. I struggle with relating to my authority, especially when I feel like they're not biblically correct, but it's still not right to disrespect them. And I have a burden on my heart for the lost souls around, as I know I could do a much better job of being a testimony. Just pray for me, if you would, because I need to be a light. Thank you.
My name is Ben Lapp from Lewisburg, Pennsylvania here. And God's been very good to me. I just want to thank Him for giving me a new way of looking at life. I have some, seems like some big decisions I've made in life. And I was worried about them, how they would work out. And I've been able to give it to Him and trust Him with it, that He will guide me and direct me and give me wisdom when I come up against struggles, so I can just take a day at a time and go on His grace. And yeah, it's encouraging, and life looks a lot more doable. God bless you all.
I'm James Adler from Alberta, Canada, and I really loved Brother Jerry's messages. I was really convicted by them. I think all of them, the idols in my life, I don't know if I had any, but it's always good to have, be reminded. And Brother Rick has also, he preached on that, or he had just shared that many students through the years that he had preached to, they had left the faith, they had departed. And I just pray that that does not happen to us, that we would be here, that we would pursue God all the way to the end. And I just wanted to share that.
Hi, my name is Nicholas Vermont from Port Burwell, Ontario. One thing that, even before coming here, it was really on my heart just to be more consistent in my reading, my praying, spending time with God. Because I know that through these two things, if we can be consistent and sincere in these, then everything else will flow out of it. And just thinking of those who have given us the messages here, they're shepherds that will be accountable for how they've led the flock. And so it's a very fearful and yet joyful thing for them. So I'm very thankful for that. And for us as young people here, as the students, throughout the week I've been reading through the Proverbs, and some things that you repeatedly see that stood out to me. It says to seek wisdom and understanding, and to love and receive instruction and rebuke, and we've received a lot of that throughout this week. And it says a wise man loves and receives instruction and rebuke, and a fool hates these things. And we as young people will be accountable for what we do with what we've received here, the wisdom and knowledge. So this is my encouragement to you, is what will you do with what you've received? Will you be wise, or will you be a fool? God bless you.
Okay, thank you all for sharing. And
May it be that your words are truth to you. We're in a pretty nice greenhouse right now, and I believe your words are sincere. But I tell you, you will be tried when you go out from here. You will be tried, but there is a power, there is a grace that you can get. That you can hold on, you can be faithful, and you can keep on growing. Amen?
Amen,
amen, ladies?
Amen.
Good.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Ephrata Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.